Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, howdy. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Wake Up Crew. It's just John and Brian this morning. But boy, am I glad to be here. I am live in studio. I have returned after a four-week... I almost call it a prison sentence. Can't drive, can't do anything. I'm just... It's like a prison sentence. It is unbelievably terrible. So, there you go.
But you're here.
Yeah, the doctor cleared me, and I think this was my return date, I think this was about right.
That's kind of what you thought it was going to be.
So, you know what he told me, though? He said...
No.
You can drive now if you haven't already.
Oh, if you haven't already.
You mean I could have driven?
I told you you probably could have snuck out.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I've been off meds for a while, but if you haven't already. I didn't ask him about golf, though. I'm going to make my own decision about golf. So, still with a cane. Can't play golf with a cane. But
you could use it as a putter.
I'm going to give myself... Well, yeah. I couldn't do any worse. I couldn't...
Put a putter on the bottom of the cane.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to take my sweet little time. It's winter time now. Don't play much golf anyway. Mm-hmm. So, but... Well, I'm glad. I never thought I'd be glad to see the inside of this radio station.
Fondness does make the heart grow fonder.
No, it doesn't really. It's better than the alternative.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it was like prison.
It's prison or halfway house.
If you can't drive, people don't understand. That's why I think old people like myself and older, when they're told by their daughter or sons, now, Papa, you can't drive anymore. You know, we're going to have to take the keys away from you. That is heartbreaking. I mean, I know how they would feel, even if their mind is not totally, you know, functioning like it used to, or their eyesight's not as good. That is something really hard to give up, because as much as people will try to help you get rides, it's not that easy.
Well, and then you feel like you're a burden on everybody.
Right, right. So I had a little outing on a Saturday, but I came down to the radio station this morning and I looked up. It's dark. I look at those steps, and my cane was like backing up on me. It's like, come on, cane, you can help me get up here. It really didn't take as long. I think I'd do better with a cane than I do when I'm actually walking them by myself. But it was quite a trip. Going down may be fun this morning too. I don't know, but
so when you were at the bottom of the steps, this would kind of went.
That's exactly how I felt. Took a big deep breath, and I went, Adrian!
You didn't lose your balance when you did that, did you?
No. I am occasionally, I'm walking a little bit without a cane, but only at the house, you know, and when somebody's there, in case I fall and I can't get up. I'm almost to the point of getting one of those little
life alert
things. What I'm always scared about, though, if you accidentally hit it, you know, like, and then the ambulance comes and 911 and
a dispatch would know. And they say, Dinkins hit it again. Just don't even show up.
Probably so. Boy, your concern and compassion is just overriding me, man. I'm telling you. Makes me almost cry.
I was up here already and you have your own key, so I didn't notice that you were coming in, but I could just see you at the bottom of the steps.
Taking a long, hard look. I'm going up here for this show. I'm doing this. I didn't even ask him what I could do this time. You know, I usually, you know, I ask, can I do this? Can I do that?
Well, after he said, well, drive if you haven't already.
I don't know how much help he was really going to be, but he's done both surgeries on my knee and my hip, and the knee still bothers me a little bit. I think it's where it's all sore right in the area where they put the hip in. And the hip bone connected to the knee bone, evidently. So, anyway, it's 10 days until Thanksgiving, 38 days until Christmas. MTSU hosts Sam Houston Saturday, 12:30 airtime. That's the last home game.
That's right.
And we could use a win. Okay. Boy, the way you said that. High school football playoffs continue Friday on WGNS this weekend. And big games coming up. And Vandy hosts Kentucky. Tennessee is at Florida. And the Titans host Seattle. Oh, no, really? Thanksgiving break is all next week for city and county schools. It's an exciting time, and it's an exciting day, and an exciting morning here at News Radio WGNS. It's the Wake Up Crew. We're going to take our first look at traffic.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll hit a high around 63 with lots of sunshine. Increasing clouds tonight as we dip back to around 46. Areas of rain forecast come in on Tuesday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it will be warmer, high of 75 and windy too. Showers and storms are likely into Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy as we bottom out around 59. Isolated rain showers will linger into Wednesday morning, a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country, but Senator Bill Hagerty is fighting back. He backed one big, beautiful tax cut for working families, ending Social Security taxes for nearly all seniors, and taxes on tips and overtime gone. So call Senator Bill Hagerty at 202-224-4944 and thank him for backing working family tax cuts and putting America first. Paid for by American Prosperity Alliance.
Play an old guitar from 9:30 past 1. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Sunday night NFL game at Philadelphia went to the Eagles over Detroit, 16-9. Philly's record now 8-2. The Lions on fourth down conversions went 0-5. Denver won its eighth straight game, beating Kansas City on a field goal on the final play, 22-19. The Chiefs' record now 5-5. They've lost five straight close games this year after winning literally every close game they had last year. The Rams won their fifth in a row, 21-19 over Seattle. Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold from USC threw four interceptions in defeat. Wins for Baltimore and San Francisco on the road. Home victories for Jacksonville and Buffalo. The Bills won 44-32 over Tampa Bay. Josh Allen, three touchdown runs and three TD passes. In the NBA's late game, Utah won in double overtime against Chicago, 150-147. Lowry Markkanen scored 47 points.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we have coming up a check on state news from Access Tennessee, then Today in History. Other things we've got on board, a CBS News update in less than 20 minutes, and a check of state news from Access Tennessee. It's coming up, as we mentioned, and that'll be around 6:25. So all that is ahead here on the Wake Up Crew on this Monday morning. It is November 17th, and I forgot to tell you, it's episode 1790. So we're rapidly approaching 1,800 episodes.
Yeah. It's exciting.
How many years of shows is that? Seven? We're working on seven, aren't we? Because we have to count weekends that we're not on, right?
Yeah. Is it 2018? Sometime this month. That is, that's our little anniversary date.
Yeah, well, it's just like any other day. MTE is our powerhouse. Yeah, is our powerhouse sponsor. Get into the holiday spirit in downtown Murfreesboro at the annual tree lighting powered by MTE. It's Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. Enjoy caroling, a visit from Santa, and the magic of the tree lighting. Celebrate Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro, December 5th. And we are going to have Santa on the air here in just a few days. So we will let you know, and probably maybe even as soon as this week. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
You want to know something? Okay. This is the first time since we've done the show that I forgot to put when the show first aired. It was November 13th, so we've already passed the seven-year anniversary of the show airing.
Well,
so it is.
That's how mundane it's become, huh? I mean, just, yeah, we don't even worry about it now.
November 13th, 2018. And now look.
Yeah. I wish you could bring it up. It's depressing me. Dr. Sean Pruitt. Do you know Dr. Sean Pruitt?
I do.
Well, it's today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for giving sound advice on a supplement that really helped. Dr. Sean Pruitt's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every day.
So if you'd like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, you can nominate someone by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450, or it's WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are two of the really simple ways to get in your Good Neighbor nominations to us. Here at WGNS, once you submit them, we've got it. You can also throw it in the mail. Just get it here somehow. And also want to remind you that here on WGNS, if you will text on birthdays, anniversaries, you can get those in here too. 615-893-1450. Had something weird going on with another computer there. It is Homemade Bread Day. National Butter Day to go with your bread, and National Baklava Day.
Okay, isn't it fun how the homemade bread and the butter came together?
Yeah.
I love it. 6:24.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know. With digital check-in and multiple locations around town, MMC Now is here when you need us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. A police officer from Maryville is recovering this morning after being seriously injured during a motorcade for Vice President J.D. Vance. It happened late Friday. Officer Justin Brown was critically injured when his police motorcycle was involved in that crash with a Tennessee Highway Patrol SUV. Leaders say Officer Brown is still in critical condition in the intensive care unit, but he was making small improvements, they say. The police chief says a group of citizens at the scene immediately rendered first aid, which played a critical role in saving his life. Starting today, Memphis Public Transit is free to all riders as part of a 90-day program to study rider habits and usage.
Riders can step on any MATA bus, trolley, or MATA Plus vehicle, and the ride is free of charge through next February. This applies again to trolleys, buses, and those specialty rides. During the 90 days of Zero Fare Pilot, MATA and the City of Memphis will study the program's impact on ridership, community connections, and access to opportunity. More news in 30 seconds.
The Arthritis Foundation's Jingle Bell Run raises money for life-changing research and resources. Whether you walk, run, or just cheer others on, you'll be supporting the nearly 60 million people in the U.S. with arthritis at the best holiday fun run ever. Put on your favorite holiday costume and come on out to make new friends. Registered participants get a special t-shirt and medal. Sign up today at jbr.org and get jingling. That's jbr.org.
In Hardin County, the TVA is alerting boaters to rough water around the popular Pickwick Dam fishing area. Additional generation activity at the plant can quickly cause dangerous conditions downstream, and boaters, they say, are urged to use caution. The TVA says Pickwick Dam has warning signs, strobe lights, and an audible alarm to alert boaters to clear the area when they switch to generating status. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. It's 27 minutes after the hour. Good neighbor events are coming up along with Rewind with Brandon Brooks. Another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic coming up in a few minutes as well. Later on this hour, the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. That'll come right before CBS News. So looking forward to that. Here on this Monday morning.
You know what I've looked forward to this day with you?
What?
You're back, and I can play sound effects without it causing a problem with hearing you.
Well, I'm going to tell you, people ask me, how is it doing that from home? And I said, not great. I think the camaraderie, it's not quite there.
Yeah.
You know, Dalton seems to be a little distant. You're looking at your phone, you know, and I'm sitting here talking at home, and I think it's because I can't say anything to you off air, you know, like I need to. I get on to you for, you know, not paying attention.
What?
Well, I am the leader of this show. So, but, yeah, that and the quality's not quite there, so.
It's not bad, though.
No, it's not bad. I've only had one person tell me anything about it that negatively.
Oh, so negatively.
Yeah. And they weren't ugly. They were just saying, well, it didn't quite sound as good. Well,
who is it?
No.
I'll take them out.
Not going to tell you. Not going to tell you because I know how you are. You'll send a letter to them or something.
Put them up.
Do you know who I am? I'm Brian Barrett. Hey, they got a new park at Patterson Park. Did you know that? A new little children's
splash
park.
Pad.
Yeah. That's neat. Have you been out there?
I have. I got in it. No, but I have seen it.
And that what's it consist of? I know it's got it's like a like rides and things, I think. And I'm not sure about the splash pad, but I would say that's pretty fun. Not right now, but you could freeze to death. But
the other day when it was spitting snow.
But it's been only a couple of weeks and it was like 78 degrees.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
But I've only seen pictures. I haven't been by there, of course. I haven't been able to drive. I've been in prison. I'm glad to see some improvements going on and a lot of improvements going on. The city is growing. I took my sister. She took me to the doctor, you know, to get relief from, you know, where I could drive and talk to the doctor. And I told her, this is how insane it is. She's been around Murfreesboro, different places, but she doesn't know the ins and outs, especially around Middleton C Medical Center Boulevard or whatever.
Right.
And I took her the back way down through Blackman and around where the Ford auto dealer and the, you know, Subaru and all those places, the big deal, Honda.
You can take that side road all the way up. That's John R. Rice.
Right. And I told her about that and said we could do that and run right into Kasson Lane. But I said, let me take you on to the scenic route. So we went on around and we were trying to find the DMV because I'm trying to get a temporary parking thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you do that at the DMV.
Well, I don't know. Where do you do it then? That's what somebody told me.
You get it at the county clerk's office where you get your tags.
Oh, so just drive up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's even easier. I don't have to get out of the car.
Only reason I know that is by my wife. She has to, hers has to, it renews every 3 years for her permanent. And so it's like $3.
Well, I'm glad you told me. I would have been embarrassed at the DMV.
Well, and there's probably a lot longer line at the DMV.
You know, we went by there today, yesterday, and it was nobody. No, like that Friday, it wasn't anybody there.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. It's weird. Okay. Time for Today in History. It's brought to you by the Turner Security people who also do what? What do they do?
Computers, IT. I mean, if you need, you know, new phone systems, IT phones, they can do it all.
All right, let's hit it.
Turn to Turner Security.
1925. It's so wonderful that I'm going to say this and we're going to play music and I can talk over it and won't have any problems, like you said.
Correct. For November 17th.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. We start with 1827, I think, on the 17th.
It's the 17th. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Is there a problem?
You said 19 something. I didn't know where we were going. Sorry.
Oh, okay. 1827, the Delta Phi Fraternity, America's oldest continuous social fraternity, founded at Union College in Schenectady, New York. In 1967, Davy Jones of the Monkees opens a boutique in Greenwich Village, New York.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
I think that's a great way we talk about Davy Jones and you play Mickey Dolan singing. All right. In 1980, John Lennon releases the Double Fantasy album.
Just like starting over. Starting over.
That is a great album right there. 1987, the Madonna compilation album, You Can Dance, is released.
And you can dance.
And in 1998, Mariah Carey releases her number ones.
And then a hero.
6:33 on the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
November 17th, 1978.
I know it's an important day.
CBS aired
the Star Wars Holiday Special.
November 17th, 1984. Wham hit the top of the charts with
Wake Me Up.
This date in 1989.
No, you can't keep a good dog down.
The release of the animated musical
I'm Alive.
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Charlie, it's really you.
It probably would have done better at the box office if it hadn't been released the same day as
I Wanna Be Where the People Are.
The Little Mermaid.
Under the sea.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
He's very handsome, isn't he?
I don't know. He looks kind of hairy and slobbery to me.
And that's Rewind.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll hit a high around 63 with lots of sunshine. Increasing clouds tonight as we dip back to around 46. Areas of rain forecast to come in on Tuesday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it will be warmer, high of 75 and windy too. Showers and storms are likely into Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy as we bottom out around 59. Isolated rain showers will linger into Wednesday morning, a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Good morning. They've got this wreck over to the side. It's 40 westbound near Fessler's. It's pretty heavy through there anyway. This time of the morning, as you come from Donaldson, arriving in that area, 40 westbound at Fessler's. Cars up against the wall. Looks like they were involved in a minor crash on 24 westbound. It's Sam Ridley. As that volume loads up pretty good on 24 westbound right now, trying to get out of Rutherford County, headed towards the Hickory Hollow area. Hey, when you need dependable towing for a car or big truck, here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, Americare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. There's a free concert at MTSU's Wright Music Building this Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. It includes Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, along with Respighi's Pines of Rome, and the Prince Igor Overture and the Pirates of the Caribbean. Again, the free concert, 8 o'clock this coming Sunday night at MTSU's Wright Music Building. We're in the holiday season, and that sometimes brings challenges. There's a free grief support meeting every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. The St. Clair Center is at 325 St. Clair Street in Murfreesboro. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. Give the gift of life, especially this time of year. Phone the Red Cross, 800-RED-CROSS, and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. And this is the final weekend to enjoy West Side Story at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro through this Sunday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. Last year, I proposed with a Simon G ring. My cousin Taylor just got engaged, and her ring is from Simon G as well. My wedding band is from Simon G. Simon G has very good quality pieces, and they come in all 18 karat gold. So it just says something when we're selling it, but we also buy it as well. Come into Bell Jewelers, find the Simon G ring just for you. Come on by Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
We're talking with Peggy Parton. What have you enjoyed most about Adams Place?
The wonderful people that are here, and certainly all of those that take care of us and guide us, and they have something going all the time, and it's delightful. And the security that you feel here, it's wonderful.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Welcome to The Wake Up Crew. It is 6:39, and you can listen on FM 101.9, 100.5, and AM 1450. And you can watch Big G TV on various platforms like YouTube and Facebook. And you can stream anytime, anywhere with one link. That's WGNSradio.com/live. A lot of things have changed around the studio since I've been gone.
Oh, yeah, what?
A new sign.
Oh, I think it was here, but...
No, it wasn't here.
Okay.
I can guarantee you that sign was not here when I was here last.
Okay.
You had another white one. See, now that's the tone I hate when you do. Because you're going, oh, yeah, I'm really right, but I'm going to let the old man think he's wrong. That sign was not there.
Okay.
Because I can't even read that last part. Okay. You ready for a joke?
What last part?
The Good Neighbor Network. Okay, go ahead.
That's an N.
It is.
Yeah. You know, NASA's launching a satellite to say sorry to the aliens.
Really?
Yeah, they're calling it the Apollo G.
You know, I've, because of you being smart, Alec, I'm thinking about just giving you a thumbs down.
Why is that?
But in all fairness, it's a thumbs up. So we'll have more, maybe, if I'm still here. 6:41 on The Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. No more government shutdown flight restrictions at 40 of the nation's airports. The FAA lifted the order earlier this morning. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says it comes just in time for holiday travel.
AAA expecting nearly 82 million people to travel for Thanksgiving. That's up 1.6 million from last year, so would be a new overall record.
President Trump flips on the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. CBS's Weijia Zhang with the latest.
Trump has repeatedly called the effort to force the DOJ to release all the files a Democrat hoax, but now he says Republicans should support it.
Charlotte is at least the fifth city to be targeted in a Trump administration immigration crackdown. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The ICE surge in Charlotte is being led by Commander Gregory Bovino, who was also behind efforts in L.A. and Chicago. Bovino claimed in social media posts many of those arrested had criminal histories.
CBS News Brief.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A new bill under consideration in the Tennessee legislature is aiming to strengthen animal cruelty laws by increasing penalties and expanding how offenses are classified for juveniles. Proposed by Representative John Gillespie of Memphis, the legislation would raise the crime of animal cruelty from a Class E felony to a more serious Class D felony. This change would extend the maximum sentence from 6 to 12 years and increase fines up to $5,000. Steve Gatlin, Wilson County's Director of Animal Control, voiced strong support, saying the proposal acknowledges the seriousness of the crime and allows courts to mandate treatment. The bill also includes a juvenile enhancement, classifying certain offenses as serious youthful crimes, allowing courts to issue both juvenile and adult sentences when appropriate. According to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, animal cruelty cases in the state rose by nearly 40% from 2020 to 2022. In a separate legislative conversation, Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton is stirring debate with his proposal to address the teacher shortage by allowing individuals with associate degrees to begin teaching in public schools. Sexton likened the idea to tiered nursing certifications and suggested it could help quickly fill early education roles, particularly in grades K through 6. However, education leaders like J.C. Bowman, president of Professional Educators of Tennessee, caution against lowering standards. He believes such a move would be regressive and wouldn't solve the underlying issues like the pressure of the job, student behavior, and teacher burnout. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country, but Senator Bill Hagerty is fighting back. He backed one big, beautiful tax cut for working families, ending Social Security taxes for nearly all seniors, and taxes on tips and overtime gone. So call Senator Bill Hagerty at 202-224-4944 and thank him for backing working family tax cuts and putting America first. Paid for by American Prosperity Alliance.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Bigger isn't always better.
When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Heartbreaking news from Overton County, where two children died in a house fire late Saturday. It happened at the 200 block of Railroad Street shortly before 1:30 in the afternoon. Reports say 10 people were in the house at the time of the fire. Personnel spent more than 2 hours fighting the blaze. The other 8 people in the home were also brought to the hospital to be checked out, but are expected to be okay. In addition, one firefighter was injured. The cause of that fire is under investigation. A person has died after being struck by a train in Benton County. According to initial reports, the person was struck around 1:30 on Old Highway 70 outside of Camden. Witnesses tell investigators that that person was on the tracks and failed to move as the train approached. That train was unable to stop in time. The individual has not been identified. The crash, meanwhile, under investigation by the NTSB and local authorities. More news in 30 seconds.
The Arthritis Foundation's Jingle Bell Run raises money for life-changing research and resources. Whether you walk, run, or just cheer others on, you'll be supporting the nearly 60 million people in the U.S. with arthritis at the best holiday fun run ever. Put on your favorite holiday costume and come on out to make new friends. Registered participants get a special t-shirt and medal. Sign up today at jbr.org and get jingling. That's jbr.org.
Two men are dead, another injured after a shooting on I-640 West early Sunday morning. Knoxville police are working to identify the suspect in that shooting and locate the vehicle that fled from the scene. Officers say that vehicle believed to be involved is a newer model Ford Bronco. The SUV has a Michigan license plate with a tag number 265 in the beginning. Anyone who has information about the suspect vehicle or the shooting is asked to contact the East Tennessee Valley Crime Stoppers. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48, we've got the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up in a few minutes. And we're going to take our last look at the weather also here this first hour. This hour flies by so quickly every time. But anyway, John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you this morning. And Brian, have you heard what's happening at Target?
No, I haven't.
They've got a new plan. A new plan. They are now going to be like Chick-fil-A. They said if they're going to make all their employees speak to people when they come by them, have a smile on your face, like when they go through the line, and ask them how they are. If they are just looking around, if they can't, it said, can I help you with anything? And then, and have a wonderful day.
Wow. Are they going to say my pleasure?
No, I don't think so. But... okay. I'm thinking of the employees, you know, that are 17 or 18 years old that are working there. That's a tough assignment. And I wonder if the manager's just going to go around and make sure that they do that. I don't have anything against Target. I mean, their people are fairly, you know, but.
I cannot tell you the last time I went to Target.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've never been by myself.
Really?
Mm-mm. Never.
So where do you shop? Walmart?
Pretty much.
Oh.
And if I've been to Target, I can't tell you I don't know the last time I went to the one in Murfreesboro. I do remember going to the one in Smyrna, but it's been a couple of years ago at least.
You need to go to the one in Franklin.
Yeah, I've heard it's
a super duper store. I mean, it's huge.
Well, the one in Smyrna has a grocery store in it.
Yeah, but you know the thing about the Smyrna store, it's big and it's supposed to be a super Target, right? Yeah. But I have trouble finding clothes or like some of the stuff that they have there doesn't seem like Murfreesboro. The only trouble I have with Murfreesboro is can you find it? Because they just. People just rummage through those clothes, and there's not a lot of room. It's not a big men's department. The women's department's fine, but boy, those guys that work, those guys that come and look for clothes, they must just throw them everywhere. I mean, it's just kind of bad. But
I just kind of avoid turning in there.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
I'll go to Home Depot before I go to Lowe's.
Wow. There's a lot of prejudice against that area.
It's just too hard to get in and out of.
Oh, no. It's my favorite. You go in by Steak and Shake, and you just go on around, and then you run into Lowe's. Don't go through all those little winding little things down by, you know, Wendy's and Chick-fil-A. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You go around. Just now, you hear me? What do? You go...
You go down Chafin Place then and turn left at the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go that way.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll go. Target has some neat stuff.
Yeah. Then you spend money. I don't like doing that.
Really? What a shock. What a surprise. Okay, I guess we need to do some birthdays this morning. What else do we do during this time period? It's been so long since I've been live here in terms of
pretty much body. Birthdays and then local birthdays, and that's kind of it.
Okay.
So we haven't done our song of the day yet.
Yeah, let's do that. See, that's what you're here for. You should have done that off air to make me look good.
Well, I didn't know. I forgot.
Oh, you didn't know. Mm-hmm. I see what you're going.
Well, I was just trying to think of things that we could do.
Trying to make me look bad. That's what you're trying to do. But anyway, these are the only six TV show theme songs to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Here we go. This is really big now. This is from Miami Vice.
So this is number six. We just started this. This is a new song of the day. This is number six. There are actually four that are tied for fourth, if you will. And then there's number one. There's a tie for number one because they were on the Billboard Top 100 for 2 weeks.
Well, let me set the scene for you. It's 1985. Brian Barrett is in middle school, and he's wearing a lavender jacket with a white shirt, a mullet, and the sleeves to the coat are pulled up when he goes to church. Just like Miami Vice, right? Am I right?
No, I had an ill-fitting Winnie the Pooh shirt, or probably. Who knows?
All right, that's number one. No, that's not number one. That's, I guess, they're number one, but...
It's number six,
okay,
I guess, technically.
Of the number ones,
list.
All right, time for to celebrate some birthdays this morning.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go. Rock Hudson, born in 1925, an American actor. He was in Pillow Talk, A Farewell to Arms, Ice Station Zebra.
Pillow Talk, another night of being alone with Talk, Talk, Talk. When it's all said and done.
1938, Gordon Lightfoot, Canadian folk singer, born in Ontario.
Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling.
See, I can even sing with him now. Back
that's
in the
right.
studio. And in 1942, Martin Scorsese, American film director. In 1944, Danny DeVito was born, American actor of Taxi. And that's a look at the celebrity birthdays. Here are our local birthdays, and we have a bunch. Yesterday, Jim Furbush, Sam Brashear, Lucas Jones, Sammy Smotherman, Judy Sims, Paul Scottsboro. Today, Mary Strasner, Alicia Wade Heath, Jack Vance, Greg Robinson, and Jamie Patterson have birthdays here on the birthday list. But there's time to get a few more in.
Yes, indeed. If you want to call, text, you can do that right now. 615-893-1450 on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll hit a high around 63 with lots of sunshine. Increasing clouds tonight as we dip back to around 46. Areas of rain forecast to come in on Tuesday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it will be warmer, high of 75 and windy too. Showers and storms are likely into Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy as we bottom out around 59. Isolated rain showers will linger into Wednesday morning, a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Go
good morning as they finish up this truck fire in Antioch. It's 24 eastbound, just before Harding Place. It's heavy already in this area, especially in the westbound lanes. Again, they're trying to wrap this up, but there's still some delays over here on 24 eastbound, just before Harding Place, on a pretty good truck fire. It was going pretty good. As it gets heavy now, Vietnam Vets westbound, trying to get on that ramp there to I-65, all that traffic coming in from Sumner County. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. So many people move here from out of town and they need to look for a new doctor. And it's very challenging to get a doctor because they don't always take Medicare. There's a long waiting list. So what Adams Place offers is called Blue Sky House Calls. A physician will see you. You can get health care that you need when you need it. They'll come anytime.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country, but Senator Bill Hagerty is fighting back. He backed one big, beautiful tax cut for working families, ending Social Security taxes for nearly all seniors, and taxes on tips and overtime gone. So call Senator Bill Hagerty at 202-224-4944 and thank him for backing working family tax cuts and putting America first. Paid for by American Prosperity Alliance.
CBS Entertainment, looks like we're going back to Wakanda.
Wakanda forever!
Over the weekend, director Ryan Coogler announcing to Deadline the third Black Panther film is in the works. There's no release date yet. Of course, the first Black Panther, star Chadwick Boseman, who died from colon cancer in 2020. Now, Boseman also gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week.
You're not a good person, Ru.
And season two ended in 2022. Now it looks like we're finally getting closer to Euphoria season three. Sydney Sweeney dropping the news over the weekend. Production has wrapped. It'll be 8 episodes. Zendaya, Jacob Elordi, and most of the cast will return. It'll be out sometime next year on HBO. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you. Monday, Tuesday. We're going to be here all week, but just us.
I know.
That's sad. Dalton's my friend. Dr. Sean Pruitt is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for giving sound advice on a supplement that really helped. Dr. Sean Pruitt's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And don't forget, today's Good Neighbor is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every day.
Well, Dr. Pruitt was submitted by someone listening, and so if you would do us a favor and let someone... or nominate somebody. That's what we need from you. It's all listener-driven. 615-893-1450. If you text the number or text the word neighbor to our number, you'll get a reply, and there'll be a link there. You just follow that. Easy to find. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor as well. Same phone number. We're taking your birthday and anniversary announcements today.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Back after the news at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
President changes course.
Trump is now urging House Republicans to vote to release the Jeffrey Epstein files.
Trump breaks with longtime ally.
Marjorie Traitor Grin.
Military buildup near Venezuela.
We would be ready to act on whatever the president said war needed.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump now says he supports the release of the Epstein files. The shift comes just ahead of a planned House vote to compel the Justice Department to release the files it has on the late sex offender. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
President Trump is now urging House Republicans to vote in favor of releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files. In a post Sunday night, the president said Republicans have nothing to hide and it's time to move on. A bipartisan group of House lawmakers are leading the charge to force the Justice Department to release all Epstein-related files and communications. The measure is expected to pass the House tomorrow with the help of Republican votes.
Let's rip the Band-Aid off and get it done.
Last week, the House Oversight Committee released more than 20,000 documents, including text messages and emails from the Epstein estate. In one of them, Epstein wrote to journalist Michael Wolff, "Of course Trump knew about the girls." Trump has directed the DOJ to investigate former President Bill Clinton and many others' ties to Epstein. Trump is also going after Republican Congresswoman and MAGA loyalist Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is pushing for their release, calling her a traitor.
Those are the types of words that can radicalize people against me and put my life in danger.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't think her life is in danger. I don't think anybody cares about her.
The world's largest aircraft carrier, the nuclear-powered Gerald R. Ford, is now in the Caribbean, within striking distance of Venezuela. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
President Trump weighed in last night on possible next steps in Venezuela.
We may be having some discussions with Maduro, and we'll see how that turns out. They would like to talk.
It's unclear what those discussions could include, as the Trump administration plans to designate Venezuela's Cartel de los Soles as a foreign terrorist organization and associate it with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. This comes as the Pentagon announces yet another boat strike Saturday, killing three people. And the weekend arrival of the USS Gerald R. Ford, the world's most advanced warship, marks a sharp escalation.
A new show of federal force immigration raids over the weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. Here's CBS's Skylar Henry.
Federal immigration agents swept across Charlotte over the weekend, from landscaping gigs to shopping centers, arresting 81 people on Saturday alone. And yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security said a U.S. citizen drove a large van at law enforcement mid-operation, ramming cars and injuring an officer before he was arrested. The immigration raids drew protest in a strongly Democratic city where around 18% of residents were born outside the U.S.
A lot of friends and family and acquaintances who say that they're not going out. They're having their kids who are citizens go and pick up their clothes and food for them.
In videos posted online, some who were detained said they do have legal status. That includes Willie Isatuno.
Me tiraron al suelo.
They threw me to the ground, and I always have my papers with me in my bag, he said. They didn't care. I told them many times. Once the agents did look at his documents, Isatuno said he was allowed to walk back to his car.
At least three people have died in Southern California where heavy rain triggered mudslides. And CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano says more rain is on the way.
Unfortunately, we've got another system that's dropping in and another one behind that. So kind of in a pattern that's unusual for November to see more rain coming in. So 16 million people under the risk here for flooding. Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, up through Irvine and down to San Diego as well. 1 to 2 inches of additional rainfall here. The heaviest stuff coming into L.A. this afternoon.
Reports say O.J. Simpson's estate has agreed to pay the family of Ron Goldman $58 million. The Goldmans originally asked for $117 million in a claim filed nearly 5 years ago. Simpson was acquitted of the 1994 murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Goldman, but was found liable in civil court. It's not clear how much the estate will be able to raise by selling off Simpson's assets. It's 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey!
We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
FAA flight restrictions on commercial flights at 40 major airports have now been lifted.
The order will have been in place for nearly 10 days, the FAA administrator saying it was necessitated by short staffing in air traffic control towers. The planned 10% cuts in schedules actually wound up maxing out at 6%, but still resulted in thousands of delays and cancellations. The end couldn't have come soon enough for Denver flyer Steve Yeager.
I just wish this could all be avoided. I don't know why we have to go through this over and over again.
The end of the order comes just days before the start of the Thanksgiving travel period, which is expected to be a record breaker. Peter King, CBS News.
Here's a look ahead at the Thanksgiving holiday.
81.8 million people, up 1.6 million from last year, will travel. Now, even with airline schedules smoothing out, 90% will travel by car. That's 73 million people on the roads. So when should you hit the road? Aixa Diaz of AAA says,
the best times are always before 11 a.m., especially if you're going to be driving Tuesday and Wednesday, which are the busiest days on the road ahead of Thanksgiving.
Michael Toscano, CBS News.
The New York City mayor's office says Jets cornerback Chris Boyd was wounded in a Manhattan shooting. Police say it happened in the early morning hours Sunday outside a business, and there have been no arrests. Boyd, who is 29 years old, is in critical but stable condition. Well, Tom Cruise has been a very big movie star for years, but until last night, he never held his very own Oscar. The 63-year-old Cruise received an honorary Academy Award at the Governor's Awards in L.A.
I will always do everything I can to help this art form, to support and champion new voices, to protect what makes cinema powerful, and, you know, hopefully without too many more broken bones. That would be nice.
Cruise has been nominated for an Oscar four times, three times for acting, once as a producer. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Just how good is Pure Talk's current deal for unlimited wireless? Well, you might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Because right now, for just $29.95 a month, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This is Pure Talk's top-tier plan. It comes with a crazy-fast 5G network along with a 30-gig hotspot. And at just $29.95 a month, there has never been a better opportunity to lock in a ridiculously low rate for as long as you live. And save thousands and thousands of dollars along the way. This plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you will save over 50% every single month for the rest of your life. See what I mean? It really is the deal of your lifetime. Dial pound 250, say micro. Offer ends 12/7. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Back at it for another hour of fun and information. You've got the Wake Up Crew here with you. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here as well. We've got more information right now for you as we check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll hit a high around 63 with lots of sunshine. Increasing clouds tonight as we dip back to around 46. Areas of rain forecast to come in on Tuesday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it will be warmer, high of 75 and windy too. Showers and storms are likely into Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy as we bottom out around 59. Isolated rain showers will linger into Wednesday morning, a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 33 degrees.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way
every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. It's moving a little bit better here in Antioch from that big truck fire we just had about 20, 30 minutes ago on 24 eastbound before Harding Place. Now, it's still heavy over there, but we're just grateful that it was in the eastbound lanes, not the westbound, where it's really heavy coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, coming up through Antioch here on 24 around Harding Place. It's heavy now. Vietnam Vets westbound at Conference Drive, all that traffic flowing in right now from Sumner County. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville, over 355-star wonderful Google reviews. Give them a call at Stein Dental Care in Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
The lawman came with the sun. There was a job to be done. And so they sent for the badge and the gun of the lawman.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, our lawman is back in the studio.
That's right.
John Dinkins back in the saddle again. You were never really out of the saddle. You were just riding a different horse.
Only missed 2 days, I think. Was that right? Maybe 2 days?
And a weekend, but yeah.
What do you mean a weekend?
Well, there was a weekend in there, so it was 4 days total, two on-air days. So you had 4 days. What else do you want?
You mean I missed a coach's show? Is that what you're saying?
No. The 2 days you missed were around a weekend, so you actually had 4 days that you had before you were back on.
Thank you
home.
So much. I need to talk to my health insurance investigators to see if that was legal.
Man, you're all into these legalities.
I've been checking things out when I've been on my own. You know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I haven't had to go out and...
Like nursing homes or...
And I've just got to tell you, watching you guys on Big GTV for the football broadcast, I'm into that.
Are you now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see just about the whole game. In fact, I thought about saying, let me call in and do a little color while I'm sitting here on my couch with my dog in my lap. What a great time that is. Wow. I didn't realize, though, how much you talk on those broadcasts. Wow, you talk a lot. I mean, it's like Brian Barrett, Brian Barrett, Brian Barrett. That's all I hear. So I didn't realize you had so much input into the show, the game. But poor Bill, poor Rod.
Is that what you think?
I don't know. I it's going swimmingly. It sounds really good. My only complaint is you're on the pregame show and you're on the postgame show and... You know,
well, not everybody can fully fill your shoes.
Well, that's what I was waiting for you to say. Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. So I'm good now. What's our song of the day today?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. We just did it. I did it kind of late, didn't I, in the first hour?
Yeah, it's all right. So we've been the last couple of weeks doing, you know, hits from TV theme songs and whatnot. And ChatGPT kind of took me down a rabbit hole and I thought, that's very interesting. So I thought we would take this up right before Thanksgiving. So there are 6 songs total that were TV theme songs that not only were hits, but they hit number one at least for a week on the Billboard Hot 100. And back on September 14th of 1985, this song hit number one, and it is tied for fourth with the songs that we'll have on the next 2 days as hits that became number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And there's no music or there's no singing to this. It's just the theme to what show? Do you know?
I saw Bruce Willis. They showed it on the internet. I saw Bruce Willis was a guest star in it as a bad guy.
Really?
Before he became popular.
Interesting. Miami Vice. Crockett and Tubbs.
Bruce Willis got hot fast, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He went to moonlighting after that, and then
movies. Really put him on the scene.
And the show wasn't on about 3 or 4 years. It wasn't on a long time. Then he made Die Hard, and boom.
The rest is history.
One of the best Christmas movies ever made.
Well,
Tubbs and Crockett?
And Tubbs, yeah. So
I didn't know the two motorcycle guys on Chips are still alive, too.
I know. What is it?
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada.
And Larry Wilcox.
Yeah.
But I didn't know Larry Wilcox was alive still, but he is.
Okay. I knew Eric Estrada was. I didn't know.
Do you sit at your TV and you watch something and go, who's that actor? And you Google them?
Oh, anymore, you can find out anything.
I mean, but do you do that?
Oh, yeah.
I do it all the time. Like, if I see a character on Leave It to Beaver, I'm watching Leave It to Beaver, and it was from 1959, and I go, that actress looks familiar. It turns out she's a big actress now, you know, or was.
Well, in your first recovery from the knee replacement, remember I came over one day and you were watching. I don't know if you remember I was even there that day. You were still.
You came by?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with Melissa's cookies. Yeah.
I'm talking about the knee replacement time.
Oh.
Yeah, this was.
You went by? You came by?
Uh-huh. And Lawman was on.
Yeah, and you watched an episode of it.
I did. I sat there and watched with you as you struggled to focus on the TV.
Beat him in the conversation.
Well, yeah. Michael Landon was a bad guy in that.
Yeah.
In that one episode. Yeah.
I've been studying the Bonanza thing. I'll talk about it in soon.
Okay.
About the Bonanza. When Hoss died, Dan Blocker actually died in the final year of Bonanza. I took it on to myself to watch it and see how they handled his death.
Mm.
And it was different. It was interesting because he's the first guy that's ever died while the show was still going on.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And Michael Landon produced and directed the first two episodes of the year 14.
Wow. I mean, and when you're talking seasons then, there were a lot of episodes per season, were there not?
Yeah, yeah. The last season of Bonanza became very kind of dark, but it also featured just one person. It didn't feature like the brothers and, you know, it was more
They weren't on there?
They were on it, but they weren't featured. You know, it used to be they all be kind of together.
Yeah.
Very little of that. The Virginian ended that same way with the men from Shiloh. They just concentrated on Trampas and the Virginian, one episode apiece, and that way. So,
do you find yourself tired of watching television now?
No.
I'm
a television guy. I was born in that generation.
Well, I know. I just...
And black and white, still I love.
Well, curious about since your imprisonment.
My daughter comes by. Well, when you're in prison, you'll watch anything.
That's what I know. I mean, are you tired of doing that?
No, I've gone back to starting binge-watching Cheyenne. I did watch 2 James Bond movies, though. I'm working on that.
Oh, okay.
So
that was an assignment Dalton gave you, I think.
Yeah. So I've watched Goldfinger and Dr. No.
Well, on this Monday morning, we've got Sunshine Nutrition Conversation after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Sunday night NFL game at Philadelphia went to the Eagles over Detroit, 16-9. Philly's record now 8-2. The Lions on fourth down conversions went 0-5. Denver won its eighth straight game, beating Kansas City on a field goal on the final play, 22-19. The Chiefs' record now 5-5. They've lost five straight close games this year after winning literally every close game they had last year. The Rams won their fifth in a row, 21-19 over Seattle. Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold from USC threw four interceptions in defeat. Wins for Baltimore and San Francisco on the road. Home victories for Jacksonville and Buffalo. The Bills won 44-32 over Tampa Bay. Josh Allen, three touchdown runs and three TD passes. In the NBA's late game, Utah won in double overtime against Chicago, 150-147. Lowry Markkanen scored 47 points.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place.
What have you enjoyed most?
The food. It's perfect. Well, the first 60 days that I was here, the only thing I ate was the filet. And that is still my favorite. That's really great. And you can just order what you'd like, and it's well prepared and delicious.
This is Terry Deal.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. In order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. And that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
Your good health. That's what we're talking about this morning, and this is National Diabetes Month. Our guest is Kim Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
We're talking about complications that often develop with diabetes, but where do you start?
Well, when people pass away and they have diabetes, it doesn't usually list diabetes as their reason that they died. But it's a complication of it that led to their death, usually heart disease. So a stroke, heart attack, you know, something along those lines. Or it could be other complications that don't necessarily lead to death, but can lead to amputation of limbs, you know, severe forms of neuropathy, poor wound healing. The number one cause of people being on dialysis is diabetes from the destruction that it does to the kidneys. So there are a lot of complications that happen from diabetes. And it's very, very important for people that have diabetes to know these things. It's very, very important for people that caring for people with diabetes to know these things as well. For me, for any diabetes clients that I have, I want to know exactly what their GFR number is. This is the filtration rate of the kidneys that shows the health of the kidneys. And there's five different stages to chronic kidney disease, and it's silent. Like, again, when people think of a kidney disease, they're like, oh, they think about a kidney infection or a UTI. Completely different issues, all right? Completely different issues. Kidney stone, completely different issues. That GFR rate is showing you the health of your kidneys, right? We should have two kidneys. Sometimes people are only born with one or they've given one away, right? We can function well with one, but it puts a little bit more stress on that. But as that function declines, it's very controversial about whether or not that function can be recovered. I fully believe that it can at a certain point, but once you get to dialysis, which is typically what happens when your GFR hits 10 to 15 and it can no longer function on its own, then a person has to be artificially dialyzed, right? And they've got to go to a center for that 3 days a week if they're on what's called hemodialysis, or they might do it for several hours at home every night if they're on what's called peritoneal dialysis. It's not fun. Nobody that's on dialysis is going to recommend that for somebody else, but it is a life-saving procedure. Without it, that person will die. Okay. The kidneys do a lot. They filter your blood. It's very, very important in terms of your blood pressure control and your iron levels. And so a lot of people that have diabetes, I think, don't take that particular complication serious enough. And one of the ways to prevent that is to get your diabetes under control and to maintain it. The higher that A1C number is, once you get into the eights and even higher, I have seen A1Cs many, many times, 14 plus. That's very, very, very dangerous for multiple organs in your body, okay? Kidneys being one of them. The other one, of course, is heart disease, which we know is still the number one killer, right? And diabetes is a big contributor to heart disease because the sugar, that high level of sugar in the blood, makes the blood very sticky. and it makes it hard to move through the entirety of the body. That's why it's so vital to make sure to keep that diabetes under control. And conversely, if you have heart disease, you want to make sure that you're keeping tabs on your A1C, your fasting blood glucose, and those numbers to make sure that you're not further complicating those conditions that you already have.
What are the warning signs?
You got to get blood work. I mean, that's really the only way to know. Sometimes when people notice if they have low blood sugar because they get dizzy or faint in between meals, you know, they have a really strong reaction to things. The things that they look for are excessive thirst, excessive urination. Those are the two big symptoms of diabetes that people can have. And in severe cases, somebody finds out that they have diabetes when they go into a diabetic coma. And, you know, they go to sleep and they don't wake up. They fall out or something along the lines. They wake up in the hospital. Hey, guess what? You have diabetes. So we don't want to get to that, right? So again, excessive thirst, people may not exactly translate with that. Urinating a lot, people may not exactly translate to that. But that's that body trying to get rid of the sugar.
And if that's you, see your doctor quickly.
Yes. And I think the other place would be family history. Right? Because genetics is so powerful. And again, you could have a family where the mom and the dad had it, and there's five kids, and maybe only two of the kids get it because it's all based upon your diet. A high sugar, highly processed carbohydrates is going to turn those genes on for the diabetes. A high processed fat diet is also going to do the same, right? So good fats, good whole grains, all of those are going to be what helps to prevent diabetes. And all of these other things that we see in our standard American diet are going to be what's pushing people towards the diabetes. So family history, getting regular blood work is really critical.
You're saying keep your food under control, but exercise.
I mean, physical activity is so incredibly important. I don't care if you're just walking. I don't care if you're walking in your house. I don't care if you park very, very far every time you go to Kroger and Walmart and you take the steps wherever you go. You've got to get some measure of physical activity in regularly every single week.
For more information about diabetes, visit Kim Dunaway at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, where are you located?
So we have two locations here in Rutherford County, here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street. And then we also are in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
Come on over and say hi to Kim Dunaway at Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Well, we were to that age where we realized we needed to make a move, and we investigated and we settled on the Villages of Murfreesboro. And even at the time, we would look at each other and say, are we doing the right thing? And I can't tell you how many times we've looked at each other and we said, ah, we made the right decision. We like everything about the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
I'm a big fan of auctions. Get instant sale, no contingencies.
That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals. Visit ParksAuction.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back at 7:30 Monday morning, November 17th. It's episode 1790 of the Wake Up Crew, and Thanksgiving break starts next week.
Yee-hee.
Well, not for us, but for the county schools.
Oh.
I know we got some birthdays, though, don't we, John?
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, Jill Furbrush, Sam Brasher, Lucas Jones, Sammy Smotherman, Judy Sims, Pot Scottsboro. Today, Mary Strasner, Alicia Wade Heath, Jack Vance, Greg Robinson, and Jamie Patterson.
So, those are the names we had coming into the morning. If you've called or text as we've been going along through the morning here today, we've got those names on the list. If you have not done so yet, now is your deadline to get those in. 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Go ahead, call, text, let us know who's celebrating. Right now, we check on traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll hit a high around 63 with lots of sunshine. Increasing clouds tonight as we dip back to around 46. Areas of rain forecast to come in on Tuesday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it will be warmer, high of 75 and windy too. Showers and storms are likely into Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy as we bottom out around 59. Isolated rain showers will linger into Wednesday morning, a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 33 degrees.
Good morning. People are still staring at this truck that caught fire earlier. It looks like it could be out here for a little bit longer. 24 eastbound near Harding Place. Of course, it's heavy in the westbound lanes this time of the morning as you work your way up from Antioch there into Davidson County. As traffic gets heavier, 65 south at Trinity Lane. It's really starting to build. I-40 through the Mount Juliet area. Stein Dental Care in Nashville. Over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Give them a call today at Stein Dental Care in Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr is recovering after a serious accident on Veterans Day that left him with 9 broken ribs, a lacerated liver, and a semi-collapsed lung. The incident occurred while training horses with his son, Joe Jr., at their farm in Las Casas. Carr shared with WGNS that he was bucked from a horse after the saddle slipped, landing hard on his right side. He noted that while he's been thrown before, this was the first time he'd ever been injured. Emergency crews met him at a nearby church before transporting him to St. Thomas Ascension and then to Vanderbilt's trauma unit for further treatment. Despite severe pain, Carr emphasized his commitment to his duties, stating that the operation of Rutherford County must continue. He praised his staff's preparedness and intends to resume work on a limited basis this week. With optimism, he added that he hopes to MC the annual Christmas lighting ceremony on the Murfreesboro Square December the 5th. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro's Middle Tennessee State University suffered another setback on the football field, falling 42-26 to Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green. MTSU quarterback Roman Galliano threw for 389 yards and 2 touchdowns, but it wasn't enough to snap the Blue Raiders' losing streak, now extended to 7. Wide receiver Miles Butler made a strong showing with 105 receiving yards and a 52-yard touchdown, but WKU's balanced offense proved too much for the struggling team. MTSU now sits at 1-9 for the season and 0-6 in Conference USA. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick yet digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time is 7:35 here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and it is time for trivia this morning. And today we're going to be taking a look at miscellaneous TV classic trivia, or miscellaneous classic TV trivia. So, when did the 90s show Ally McBeal first broadcast? Was it 97, 95, or 98? I don't really know.
I don't either. Let's take a stab at it. 97.
Let's see. Well, we were correct.
Oh.
I didn't know David E. Kelly created that show.
Yeah.
In what year was the A-Team first broadcast? Was it 83, 82, or 85? So, I would have been, let's see, 8 in 83, 7 in 82. I think 85 is a little too late, but I don't know.
83.
83? That is correct. Katherine Heigl starred in which 90s sci-fi TV series? Was it Roswell, The X-Files, or Stargate SG-1? I don't think she was in X-Files.
No. Roswell, I'm going to think.
You think? That is correct. I don't remember Roswell, actually. Roseanne was set in which U.S. state? Indiana, Illinois, or Ohio?
Ooh.
Seems to me that it was Indiana.
Sounds good to me.
Let's see. It was actually set in Lanford, Illinois.
Oh, well, you started with an I. Yeah, you were close.
Which hit kids program is usually set in Tommy's house? Is it Hey Arnold, Rugrats, or Breaking Bad, or Doug? I have no idea. Let's just get it over with. Rugrats. Forgot about that. Kiefer Sutherland had a day to save the world. What was the show's name? Well, The West Wing, Alias, Friends, or 24?
That'd be 24, I would think.
I think you're right. Jack Bauer. How many episodes are there to each series of 24? Is it 20, 24, 25, or 7? Seems to me it would be 24, and it was like a, but I don't know.
I'm guessing in all of them, so hey, we're 5 of 6, so.
That is correct. 24 is structured uniquely, with each season consisting of 24 episodes, each episode representing an hour in a single day.
So one day, 24 episodes for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which actress starred alongside Dean Cain in the 90s series The New Adventures of Superman? Was it Betty White, Courtney Cox, Kristen Kruk, or Terry Hatcher?
Terry Hatcher. Kristen Kruk was in Smallville.
Mm-hmm. And Betty White was not.
But she did play Lois Lane. Kristen Kruk did play Lois Lane in Smallville. No, Lana.
Lana Lang. Yeah. Which of these composers scored David Lynch's 90s TV drama Twin Peaks? Was it Hans Zimmer, Angelo Ballantamenti, or something like that?
Oh, well, we're going to rule him out since we can't pronounce his name.
Danny Elfman or Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart?
Danny Elfman.
Okay. It was actually the one I couldn't pronounce. Angelo somebody.
then we throw that one out because you couldn't pronounce it.
Party of Five was set in which city?
Oh, geez.
Los Angeles, Seattle, or San Francisco? I don't remember watching that show very much.
I watched it, but I don't remember what city it was in.
You just try Seattle or L.A.
Or San Francisco.
Let's just, I'm picking one.
Seattle. You picked Seattle.
San Francisco.
Okay.
San Francisco was it. And that is trivia this morning.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Fresh cut. Sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless season. Sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back to wrap it up here for a Monday, the return in studio, not on the show, but the return in studio for John here this morning. 10 days until Thanksgiving. It's getting here, friends. I've got Middle Tennessee football, their last home game coming up this weekend, high school football playoffs, Thanksgiving breaks next week. I mean, it is just that time of the year. Saying good morning to Dr. Sean Pruitt, today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for giving sound advice on a supplement that really helped. Dr. Sean Pruitt receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS Radio. So thanks to Ryan Flowers for their many years of constant help, and couldn't do it without Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers. Today's Good Neighbor is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every single day. You can send in your Good Neighbor nominations by heading to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor, or you can always text the word neighbor to our number. You'll get a reply, and just tap on the link that you get right there on your phone. It's that easy. You can also throw it in the mail. Call Melissa later on. We'll take it any way we can get it. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they are part of all the great events that are going on in Rutherford County, including the kickoff to the holiday season in downtown Murfreesboro at the annual Christmas tree lighting, powered by MTE. It's coming up on Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 o'clock. You can enjoy caroling, a visit with Santa, and watch the lights come on as we celebrate Christmas downtown December 5th. Then a few weeks later, they are partnering with WGNS along with Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Woodfin Funeral Chapel to bring you coverage of the Rutherford County Murfreesboro Christmas Parade on December 14th at 2 o'clock, which John and Dalton are going to host, and I'm going to be there pacing up and down the streets, talking to folks, getting the reaction as we go through the holiday period. WGNSradio.com/parade for a lot of information, the sign-up information if you want to be in the parades there, and then we'll have the link to the video that we'll do on that day. So looking forward to that, and thanks to our community partners, including MTE, for helping us bring you the Christmas parade this year.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
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 Replay. Replay. Replay.
John, did you know NASA's launching a satellite to say I'm sorry to the aliens?
Really?
Yep. They're calling it the Apollo G.
Replay.
I thought it was better the second time, really.
Even though I messed up and can't say launching. I'm having trouble speaking this morning.
I noticed. But fortunately, I was able to cover for most of the mistakes you've made today on the show this morning. So.
How rude.
You're glad I'm back, though, aren't you?
Eh.
Okay. Fine.
What have we learned today? I am glad you're back.
We talked about my return, which I was expecting a lot of flowers and goodies and things to eat and nothing.
Every celebration revolves around eating, doesn't it?
Not anymore.
I've noticed. Right.
I can't. I'm like you now. I'm in that department with you.
You're kind of fighting weight over there.
What does that mean? Fighting weight. What do you mean?
You look svelte.
No, it's blood sugar.
Well, blood sugar issues. I mean, you're looking svelte.
Oh, I look drained. Go ahead and tell the truth. I look drained.
No, not really.
Let's see. What else did we talk about?
The steps at the station. John at the bottom of the steps.
Adrian!
Just picture this.
Adrian!
My first big challenge.
One step at a time.
With my new titanium hip.
That's what I said. One step at a time. I told you about the picture the doctor gave me, didn't I? Did I say talk about that?
You're not on the air.
Okay.
We'll have to talk about that tomorrow.
That's amazing. I will have to talk about it. We'll do it tomorrow in the morning.
If you can climb these steps, John, you can climb any steps.
I haven't gone down them yet.
Oh.
That may be a bigger obstacle than going up them.
Do you want me to stand down at the bottom? I'll catch you.
Yeah. Like I'm going to count on that.
Well, we have had a fun time this morning, at least. And want to make sure that you are aware that next week is Thanksgiving break all week long for city and county school students. So we've got that to look forward to as well. So this week we are looking at, the next 6 days, the only six TV show theme.